Chapter 4, Finding the Money to Invest. The bottom line, you have or can create the money you need to invest. One of the best things that you can immediately do for yourself is to start investing or to increase the amount that you invest. How do you find or create the money? Good question. Let's find out. You've got a lot going for you. Investing has never been easier. Investing has never required less money to get started. There are simple ways to trim spending. There are many ways to create income in addition to what you earn already. The stakes and rewards have never been higher. Where's the money? Finding money within your existing money picture requires something of a Where's Waldo? You know, maybe your kids have played that game, finding Waldo in the picture. Well, that's exactly what you have to do to find money. You search your picture for green. To do your Where's Money search, you must be able to see the picture clearly. Laura couldn't pull her picture into view until she became an expert on what she earned and how she spent it. She was motivated to keep track of her spending by her passionate desire for a good education for her son and an adequate retirement for herself. If I had told Laura to track her spending before she was motivated, she wouldn't have done it. It would have been a chore instead of a mission. Watching what you spend is like watching what you eat. You do it because it's important to you, or you don't do it because it doesn't matter as much to you as you thought it did. What is your motivation for finding money? I want to be a responsible money manager. I want to become an investor. I want to increase the amount I invest. I want to start my own business. How much of an expert are you at knowing what you earn and spend? Step onto Laura's path and follow her example. Your tracking device. Laura chose a small pink notebook as her tracking device, her money diary. What will you use to track your earning and spending? A notebook, a mini cassette recorder, a handheld wireless such as a Palm or Handspring device. Choose a tracking device that you can use instantly. Also, use something that you either already have or can get today or tomorrow. Get at it now. Your spreadsheet. Laura recorded the week's earnings and spending onto a spreadsheet or ledger on her day off. What will your spreadsheet be? A paper spreadsheet from an office supply store? A computerized spreadsheet already installed on your computer? Software spreadsheet that you purchase such as Quicken? Your schedule. Next question. When will you enter your tracking data? Choose a time that you know you can keep so that you don't get behind. Lunch hour on a weekday. After breakfast on Saturday morning. Right after dinner on Mondays. At Starbucks over coffee. On Tuesdays after the kids are in bed. You get the point. Choose your time and do it. Laura would tell you that the very process of tracking did wonders for her sense of self-control over her life. It will do the same for you. Tip, you don't have to keep track of your spending forever. A few weeks, once you know it in your bones, you can quit writing things down. Finding money. You're not likely to literally find money hidden in your home or under a rock in your front yard. By finding money, I mean searching through your spending behavior to find ways to redirect your money. Here are some ideas. Carry your lunch home instead of always eating in a restaurant or cafeteria. Clip coupons. Wash your own car and pump your own gas. Pay off your credit card balances each month. Paying only the minimum will keep your credit clean, but the interest continues to grow. And you'll find the entire bill increases monthly. You get the picture. You have more than you think. The truth is, people who track their money closely are ahead of the pack, and they are also in the minority. With the advent of the automated teller machine, having access to your money is easier than ever. Debit cards, as convenient as they are, remove us one step further from really seeing where our money goes. So track what you earn and what you spend to find green in your financial Where's Money picture. Creating money that you don't have. Some women don't have enough money every month to cover the basics or are in some other way hindered from using money to invest. The challenge is real and it is also doable. This is the true test of whether a person will do what she needs to do to be financially successful. Once you have gone through the tracking, cash flow sheet, and budget analysis and determined that there is no money to be found, You may need to create extra income through increasing your job skills and salary, acquiring a part-time job, or starting a side business. Increase your earning power. If you are employed but not making enough money, you'll want to up your income by increasing your skills. Lifelong learning is an essential life skill. Changes in the marketplace are happening with lightning speed, and a person's skill set can rapidly become obsolete. Companies will often train you for a higher-paying position. Higher education no longer requires you to attend school during the day or even on campus. If you want to return to school, many universities now offer distance education and online learning. Although tuition has risen, it's easier than ever to fund your education with scholarships, loans, and grants. Visit www.petersons.com for information about online learning, and www.finaid.org for financing your education. One other thing, find out from your supervisor what you can do to be promoted to a higher paying position. Then do it, and remember to use at least part of your added income for investing, after contributing the maximum amount allowable to your 401k, of course. Earn extra. There are many ways to earn extra money. Remember, you don't need that much money to invest each month. The more, the better, but start with what is in front of you. Work for yourself. Instead of working for someone else, you may want to work for yourself. Start simple. The bottom line, stop saying that you don't have enough money to invest. Start saying that you are taking steps to become a confident investor.